Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hey, Hoop Ballers, it's DALE007, also known as Devin Ellington in real life. Going to be running through some college basketball real briefly in an unorthodox fashion, which we are not accustomed to for the normal Today in Sports Betting podcast. Vince is going to be handling the NBA in general show, but I wanted to make sure to get some NCAA basketball plays in. Starting with some 10 o'clock action for the Central Standard Time. I at least wanted to get opinionated on some games, run through some tally site picks, and offer some insight. And then I'll probably be running through the game up into the middle point of the card of the slate for college basketball. So probably up until the 5:30 games. Want to keep this one a little shorter. It's going to be more of a quick action clip, not like our normal 45-minute to an hour breakdown shows. So going to get rolling into it, but don't forget to go over to mybookie.ag to follow some of this analysis here I'm about to give you. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL, over there and get signed up. Let them know we sent you. Go ahead and get involved in those bracket challenges that they've got going on right now. It's going to be a lot of fun. They got some conference tournament plays that you can make. There's all sorts of action, NBA starting back up, post-All-Star game action. So get that checked out. Go over to hoop-ball.com. Check out our premium and free content. Like I talk about every time, you got to go and check out the blurbs on the side. Check out the injury and transaction tickers. Some news is starting to come out. Blake Griffin signing with the Nets. Looking like Andre Drummond's got some vibrations in New Jersey. And, you know, there's some veterans that are probably going to get moved soon, which could mean something for your young fantasy pieces. So get all the analysis and get all the breakdown. Come join the family. Get in there on the premium. Come join the Discord servers. It's really, really, really fun. Check out hoop-ball.com. Use that promo code. And let's talk about some college basketball. And this is going to be brisk and breezy, so I apologize, but we're going to just talk about some hoops here. I'm actually loading, you know, and spoiler alert, but I'm actually loading this play into Wager Pass as we speak, going to get the thread going for tomorrow early. Sacramento State, Northern Colorado, really like this game. I like Northern Colorado's offensive capabilities. I like the uptick that they're going to be looking at. They're a -138 money line favorite right now in a lot of spots that I'm seeing. I like the -2. I've got 1.1 units at risk to win one. And then that's starting at 10 a.m. It's the Big Sky Championship first round, getting the day going real, real nice and nice-like. Sacramento State is a top five team in the country in regards to having their shots blocked. That means they don't get a lot of them blocked. And then they don't turn the ball over that much. And just another little tidbit here I thought was interesting. Northern Colorado ranks number one in the country in both opponent three-point attempts and three-pointers made. So the battle of the perimeter and the deep shot going to be very vital in this matchup. Whoever wins and defends that the best is going to probably be the victor. So another thing that I like that's going to help Northern Colorado in the play that I'm making is the fact that the Sacramento State defense ranks 335th or worse in opponent two-point percentage, shooting percentage, as well as shooting efficiency. So Northern Colorado, usually not a high-volume shooting team, but they might have an uptick in some opportunities. Northern Colorado going with the Bears -2. NC State, Syracuse. We got some awesome ACC tournament second round matchup in play here. And there's not a whole lot of things better than March Syracuse basketball, postseason Syracuse and Jim Boeheim play. And real short, real brief, I'm going to be on the side of the Cuse orange on this one. NC State's losing a guard out of their trio of guards who average at least one steal a game. So less turnovers here, I think, for Syracuse. That 3-2 zone's always challenging. Or is it the 2-3 zone? Boeheim runs the 2-3 zone, I think. I always get it flip-flopped. If you're a basketball fan, you know what I'm talking about. We all know what zone I'm talking about. It's the Syracuse zone he's been running since 1986, I think it was, 87. So people still haven't figured it out. It's been like 40 years now, and people, I don't know. It's odd. And it still creates problems in March. So NC State down a guy. I like Syracuse's chances here. It's a real thin line. Could be a real close game. Obviously, underdog, under wolf can always bite in this game and, you know, take a bite out of the orange. So I'm going to go ahead and back Jim Boeheim in March. The Cues are in bubble form. They've lost a couple of games late in the ACC regular season wrap-up. So they're looking for redemption on those losses. And I like their chances of getting, you know, one of those or two of those here in the ACC tournament.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the next game, Northern Arizona, Portland State, Big Sky, first round. Be real brief on this one. You know, Portland State, heavy favorite, -332. Some low-tempo teams right here. Northern Arizona really faltered off after starting decent and playing well through the middle parts of their conference schedule. They're a 7-point dog. And, you know, just right now as a contrarian look, 100% of the picks, and I believe it's five picks. So not a lot of pros on this on Tally site either. There's 18 picks on the Syracuse NC State game. So obviously bigger schools getting some attention, but Northern Arizona, the Lumberjacks +7 points. They're the +255 money line dog. I actually, you know, I don't hate it. I would want to look at the numbers a little bit further or a lot a bit further. You know, I, to be honest, haven't dug too far into this game other than what I already know about these two teams and their tendencies. So the rankings that I use, team rankings for the most part, great, great website. And Northern Arizona right now is a 319th ranked team, but we've seen some 300 ranked teams already have some success in these conference tournaments. In the CAA, Drexel just became the lowest seeded team, the number 6 seed, to win the March Madness bid out of their conference since 2013, or it was either 2013 or 2016. I can't remember. I want to say 2013. So underdogs, like I have said and harped on already, having some success in these conference tournaments. Slight lean just to make it fun in the early parts of the afternoon on Northern Arizona against Portland State. We'll move on to the next game briefly. I just want to, you know, for some reason, I want to throw a little tidbit out about this Northern Arizona-Portland State game. Something interests me about it. Oof. You know what? Yeah, just throw out everything I said about that. Northern Arizona almost lets their opponents shoot an effective field goal percentage of 59.7. So almost 60%. That is crazy. Yeah, no, let's stay away from that. That's either going to be a complete blowout or the underdog's just going to win and that's how it's going to be. but there's not going to be a happy medium. That seven is a weird number. Wyoming, I'm just going to go ahead and pick them straight up on tally site. You know, the San Jose team been getting blown out all year. Wyoming, I was going to look at the total, but I haven't really had some success this year against Wyoming totals this year. So I haven't really figured out. Miami, I'm really sour about. They beat Pittsburgh today. I'm recording this now here about 11 p.m. Central Standard the night before. Going to try to get this out as an additional piece to the pod. But Miami, Clemson, I faltered myself on picking Clemson games towards the end of ACC. I had to back off of them a little bit as a team I was betting and placing picks on. Miami, I just can't figure them out. In the almost two and a half years of me handicapping and making picks and plays and playing around with betting and numbers and whatnot, Miami is just a team that I've not really ever had success with. So over that large of a spread, I should probably just go ahead and lay off this. Looking for some other value spots in the ACC tournament, though. Marquette, the Golden Eagles, I like them in this spot a lot on the money line, minus 158 in a lot of good spots here. Marquette, -3 on the spread. Georgetown, if their offensive rebounding is in check and their defensive aggressive rebounding is in check so they don't get out and transition as fast, they're an easy team to kind of slow down in the half court. And I think Marquette is fast enough and, you know, they're going to draw enough fouls on this young Georgetown team to slow the game down a little bit, but also get Georgetown in a position where they can get scored on. So that's how I'm looking at that. Jackson State, Arkansas Pine Bluff, the Golden Lions. No true opinion on this one. I do have Jackson State. Need to get my wires right. As a minus 400 money line pick on tally site, I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it, but you know, at this time of the year, I'm trying to, you know, have some really good weeks on tally site. And sometimes you got to take those stat padders. So speaking of good weeks on tally site, Troy and Blake and, Riley, three of our new guys that we just – or I can't say new for Troy. He's been around. But two of the newer guys, Blake and Riley, you know, they're already having top 5 weeks over here on tally site. So look for more to come on HoopBall, climbing up the ranks on tally site as an organization. Washington State, Arizona State, low-key one of my more favorite matchups of the day as a basketball fan. I think this is a really good just conference game. Washington State's a team I like a little bit more, but with the dynamic scorer like Remy Martin that Arizona State has, even with all those guys out, you know, I bet on Arizona State, and maybe it was just a bad spot, and it was a dumb thing for me to do because it was Washington I bet on, but for Arizona State to be down all those guys, you know, I think they had like six guys off their roster that couldn't play. Still the case, maybe not as many, but very heavily emptied out as far as the depth goes. Washington State, still young, you know, but they've won some really impressive games and they've stuck around in some games this year in that tough Pac-12 conference. So I like Washington State. You know, they're minus 105 on the money line that I got picked here, and I went ahead and took them +1 on the spread since I think they'll just win the game outright. Try to get a twofer out of it. Air Force, UNLV. Air Force, another Mountain West team that gets blown out quite often, almost every time they step on the court. The Running Rebels, no true opinion. Heavy, heavy, heavy favorite, obviously. 12.5-point spread for Air Force, over-unders at 129. You know, I like the over in these UNLV games. My problem is Air Force is such an inefficient offense. UNLV goes through spurts. They're streaky. You never know when they're going to be efficient or not. Idaho and Montana. Montana obviously going to be the heavy favorite in this game. And as we move into the later parts of the afternoon, we are getting into more Big Sky action. I got some MAAC with Iona and Siena. It's the quarterfinal. It's going to be a really good matchup out in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And Idaho, Montana, heavy favorite. Idaho, one win on the season, 20 losses. I don't know what you want me to say about that. So if you have a question about it, you can DM me or, you know, ask in the Discord chat if you're a premium sub. So Iona, Sienna, like I said, Iona really surprised me in the first round game that they had. They came out and executed. There's been a lot of times this season where I didn't think Rick Pitino had a really good grasp on his team and his transition back to coaching. Obviously, he's still going to, you know, get some wrinkles in it. I think next year will be a lot smoother. I've talked about it a couple times the last time or two I've talked about Iona. And Siena's just been the steady force in that conference this year. And this is a good, you know, this should honestly be kind of like a semifinal matchup in my opinion. So I think we're in for a treat at 4 p.m. Central with this, these two teams. So I really like this matchup. And Siena, as far as, you know, spread, I think the spread is going to be a little too high for me to enjoy the value on that. And one thing I do like, though, is just looking at Siena to win straight up. And as of right now, you know, I'm over here clicking away. I got three tabs and another screen in front of me, and I'm trying to find. Yeah, I don't see. Not seeing a spread for that one as of right now. So keep an eye on that. It'll be a good matchup, 4 p.m. Central. Loyola, Maryland, and Army. Army, for some reason, only a two-point favorite. Army was blowing teams out to end their regular season, and I like them in the spot here. Minus 140 on the money line. You know, if you want to lay like a unit and a half or 2 units on that, maybe you incorporate it into a small parlay or something, then, you know, I wouldn't, you know, turn my nose at that. Army minus 2 looks good. I've still got some numbers to dig on this, but my general overview right now of the card is including Army and the picks that I'll be making. Butler, Xavier, these two teams actually just recently played, so I don't know what to make of it so much. Xavier getting a lot of the betting numbers on it, a lot of people coming in on them, a lot of picks. Over, under 133.5. I'm going to roll with the over, you know. The Butler offense is starting to shoot a little more efficiently. Xavier has been allowing a lot more points. You know, I thought that defense was going to hold, but it really hasn't as we tailed off from the Big East conclusion. So first round game, rested teams. Xavier had been allowing a lot of points. So I think the teams and the offenses in this one are going to be a little more loose. Southeastern Louisiana, man. I hate this because that they're playing this game because they beat McNeese today. And we also lost on the under. It was 2 for Tuesday. So going 2 for 3 for minus 2.2 units ain't ever a good thing. But, you know, it's coming off the tails of a 2-0 night for plus 3 units. So over the last 2 days, still up plus 0.8. We'll try to keep it on the positive as we roll into Selection Sunday. We got to get in prime form for March Madness. So stay peeled, stay frosty. Southeastern Louisiana, like I said, playing New Orleans. I don't really have a good grasp on either one of these teams. Call it a cop out. But you know, like I said, we're going to try to be brisk and breezy on some of this stuff. Southland, second round matchup. I believe it's going to be on ESPN Plus. I would say put an eyeball on it. New Orleans has an interesting offense. They have a lot of different motions that they run with their bigs, their medium-sized players, their hybrid forward guard guys. And they get out and run on transition. Southeastern, they get scored on a lot, but McNeese just could not hit their shots, even though they Southeastern Louisiana allows about a 55 effective field goal percentage against. So look for New Orleans to maybe cash in on a team total over or to be able to hit their shots better than what the Cowboys were able to do in the game for the first round of the Southland Conference. Minnesota, Northwestern. I am dumb for even having an opinion on this one, but I do. Minnesota was starting to get healthy at the end of the Big Ten play. They still suck terribly on the road, but this is a neutral game. It's not a true road game. So I'm going to try to make a play here. Minnesota plus 113, plus 115, I bet you could find on my bookie. Minnesota plus two to win outright. You know, they're the lower seed, but I think they're the better tournament team. They have better pro talent. They have better prototypical scorers. They have, in my opinion, better depth, and getting a couple of those pieces back due to health recovery is a big, big thing for the Golden Gophers. So I think the NBA talent alone is enough for me to back them in a tournament setting, in a one win, you know, one and done kind of thing. Kansas State taking on TCU, plus 150 on the money line, plus four on the spread, over under 128.5. It's pretty much a 50-50 split down the road on this game card. Not a lot of love to the Kansas State money line. This is the first round, tipping off at 5:30 tomorrow in the Sprint Center in Kansas City, and I will not be there, even though it would be awesome to be there. Used to hang out around the area and bartend around this time of year, and it was very, very fun. And shout out to all the Kansasitians out there going to the Sprint Center. Hopefully I got some Missouri and Kansas people out here listening. Enjoy it. If you're going to go, be safe. Root for the Cowboys. Go Pokes. And, you know, it's a good, fun experience, the basketball experience that they have set up out there. If you want a nice, low-key, awesome conference tournament to go to and you want it on your bucket list, the Big 12 one is just a really great environment. The whole area around really embraces it. And it's just a really fun basketball culture takeover for, you know, five straight days. So Kansas State, I like them as an underdog, you know, playing in their home area. It's their backyard. Duke, Louisville. You know, I got Duke getting on a heater. You know, they're starting to look out. This is another one of those coaches you don't want to be against in March. And Coach K, obviously, with the Duke. The Blue Blood's starting to come through. They've gotten some key wins to end the season. They looked dominant in their first-round game. You know, I kind of figured that's how that would go. In a lot of my ACC bracket projections, I had Louisville and Duke right here in the second-round matchup. I mean, probably all my ACC bracket stuff. I wouldn't imagine why I wouldn't have Duke moving forward. And I think Duke beats them here. You know, I like the scenario that we can get a Duke-UNC semifinal matchup on this side of the bracket. So I'm going to kind of probably be rolling Duke for the next couple days. Look how they come out and perform early. That's going to be telling, especially against this Louisville team, who, if they get locked in defensively, they're hard to move. New Mexico, Fresno State. I could look at the under. The thing that interests me most about that is how inefficient New Mexico's offense is, but also how well of defense they play. They play a lot of pressure and create a lot of, if not turnovers, a lot of sloppiness, you know. So a lot of awkward shots, a lot of sets not being set up as smoothly, all that good stuff. So, man, I went into the 6 o'clock games. So let me go ahead and stop there. We talked about 1 6 o'clock game. Got you covered for most of the day. Didn't want this to be anything too long, too crazy. So let me go ahead and wrap a bow on this one. Not sure how we're going to sandwich it in with the episode, if we're going to include it in the same one or if we're going to do two. But nonetheless, here's some basketball content, and expect some write-ups and some plays. Yeah, I'm just happy it's conference week. We got Selection Sunday coming up this Sunday. So probably a couple of these little side recordings or extra just blurbs here for me this week, just because there's going to be a lot more to talk about and it's of vital importance. So don't forget to go over to hoop-ball.com, like I said at the top. 5-star reviews. We're about to wrap up that giveaway. We're going to be giving out cash for you to use at mybookie.ag. We're going to get you set up via the funds in the bank of Hoopball. So we're going to be wrapping that up. Make sure to screenshot your reviews as you do them. From what I hear with iTunes and the Apple Music and whatnot, They kind of hold and verify their reviews for a couple of days, so we may not see it right away. So make sure to take a picture, screenshot, what have you. Send it to us. Send it to Dan, to at Hoopball Gaming, to at DALE007, me, at Dan Bespris, support at hoop-ball.com. You can send it there. Just make sure to put in, you know, 5-star review, contests, or whatever in the subject. So, got that. Don't forget the promo code at mybookie.ag. And let's go ahead and send this one out. So, as always, I'm sending you all my good vibes, all my good energies. And let's get some hoops in our life. We got a heavy dosage. So, take care. See you on the next one.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.